Khija. Hare Krishna, everybody. Lord Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo.
So tomorrow is a special day, Lord Nityananda's appearance day. And it's also Valentine's Day for all those who care about it. So I thought I'd kind of combine the two occasions and try to speak a little bit about each one of them in some regard. I'd like to begin with offering my respectful obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, Namah Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Stavitari, Srinath Devaka Vanaka Swamika, Namah Mysteri, Saraswati Deva, Gauranga Vichara, Shri Shishnana Vichara, Chavari Shatana. Actually, when Srila Prabhupada was, I think he was in Boston one time, he was maybe showing the devotees where he had been when he first came to America, and he saw a sign. It was stretched across in the industry area, which is usually near the shipping yards. It said, unalloyed steel. And Prabhupada commented, he said, yes, they have unalloyed steel, but we have unalloyed love for Krishna. And so it was quite appropriate, actually, because this is the age of Kali. And Kali is the age of iron, steel. Yeah, very hard substance, very cold substance. And yes, we might have all the steel we need here, but we also have very hard hearts. And on the other side, unalloyed love for Krishna, that is a very rare commodity these days. It's hard to find. It's not like it's on Amazon. You can't just, you know, put in your money for Prime and get it the next day. Unalloyed love for God is practically obsolete unless you meet such a person as our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. So this commodity is actually something that nobody really thinks about too much here in the age of Kali. And they are forgetful. The darkness of the age makes everyone covered over. They forget who they are, they forget that the soul, they forget what the purpose in life is. And it's a regrettable situation. And it's very difficult to arouse that love and devotion again. It's something like in the Ramayana, Ravana. He had a brother, and his name was Kumbhakarna. And at one point in the fight with Ram, he had to wake up Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna was known for sleeping a lot, for a long time, and very difficult to wake up. They would have to get an army to go on top of him, march on top of his body, and do whatever they could to try to wake him up. So it's almost like that with our self-realization. It's very difficult to waken up that soul again, unless you're as fortunate as we are. We have all these wonderful books, the Vedas, which are enlightening. They actually erase this darkness of Kali so that we can begin to understand our higher self. And so one who's intelligent will take advantage and try to learn about what bhakti is, what love is, and what unalloyed love for God is. And then It takes some work. It's not that easy just to call up this unalloyed love. It takes a lot of commitment to the spiritual master who gives you guidance on how to progress on the path of enlightenment. I don't know how many of you in this room are familiar with an old movie. It was The Wizard of Oz. Anybody remember that movie? Judy Garland. Well, probably Disney has done it over 9 times since then. Anyway, there were a few characters in there, and one of them had a form of a scarecrow. Now, all these different entities, they wanted something. Dorothy wanted to get home. What did the scarecrow want? What was he missing?
Brain.
His brain. That's a problem. Sometimes we see that in Kali Yuga, right? People walking around without the proper brain substance. And then there was the lion. Anybody remember what he was searching for?
Courage,
right. He was very fearful, which he wasn't supposed to be. And so we see now, if you open up your computer, everyone is fearful. It might be a war next week. Who knows? So everyone's on the edge of their seat, fearful. How many people will die? Serious. So this is also a problem, always in Kali Yuga. There's always some war going on somewhere. Always, or fearful of death or disease. And then there was one other living entity, well, kind of like that. And who was that? The Tin Man, steel, iron, right. And what was he missing? His heart. Very appropriate again. Here in Kali Yuga, we've got a bunch of rusty old iron hearts. Actually, the Bhagavatam confirms it. It says that you have a steel-framed heart. If it doesn't change when you hear the holy name, when you are crying in ecstasy and dancing and everything, if your heart doesn't change and soften and melt, then you have a steel-framed heart. And that is a situation that myself and many people have, that it just will not melt in the way it should towards our beloved Krishna. So this is a problem. Our hearts are actually full of something else. They're full of lust, hankering for technology. Can't get enough of it. I was complaining to someone about my computer being so slow. Just get another one. They change every year. That's old. 2 years, that's old. You got to get a new one. Every 5 minutes, you got to get a new one. Technology, And then we also are, sex life is there, the advertising, the bodily consciousness. We're full of addictions for all kinds of entertainment. So that's what the heart is full of, and it is contaminated. So I thought we would read one text in Bhagavad Gita. It's in, there it is up there. This is in the chapter of the three modes of material nature. And I thought it was a little appropriate for Valentine's Day. Rajo ragatmakam vidhi Krishna sanga samudbhavan Kani badnati konteya Karma sangena dehinam. Translation for report by Srila Prabhupada. The mode of passion is born of unlimited desires and longings, O son of Kunti. And because of this, the embodied living entity is bound to material fruit of actions. Purport. The mode of passion is characterized by the attraction between man and woman. Woman has attraction for man, and man has attraction for woman. This is called the mode of passion. And when the mode of passion is increased, one develops the hankering for material enjoyment. He wants to enjoy sense gratification. For sense gratification, a man in the mode of passion wants some honor in society or in the nation. And he wants to have a happy family with nice children, wife, and house. These are the products of the mode of passion. As long as one is hankering after these things, he has to work very hard. Therefore, it is clearly stated here that he becomes associated with the fruits of his activities and thus becomes bound by such activities. In order to please his wife, children, and society, and to keep up his prestige, one has to work. Therefore, the whole material world is more or less in the mode of passion. Modern civilization is considered to be advanced in the standard of the mode of passion. Formerly, the advanced condition was considered to be in the mode of goodness. If there is no liberation for those in the mode of goodness, what to speak of those who are entangled in the mode of passion? So, although we are in this hankering mood within our hearts, there's also that desire very deep within our hearts to have a deep relationship with the perfect person, right? Everyone wants a perfect relationship with a perfect person. And they'll go to the end of the earth trying to find that. They want some reciprocation on a highest level of love. Unfortunately, because of this mode of passion and because of misdirection of not going towards Krishna, then everyone is very in a very uncomfortable, unsatisfying situation in this material world. Today is Valentine's Day, and it's when I was young, especially in elementary school, I guess they call it middle school now, is that right? Fifth grade? Is that middle school? Something like that, yeah. Your parents would buy you a big bag of Valentine cards. I tried to find some in the store, I couldn't find any, because I wanted to look at the sayings on them, because we used to put the names on the people in your class, the ones that you liked, and kind of pick the sayings that you liked. They still have the little horrible tasting candy heart things, those little dry things, you know, with the names printed on it. Some of them say, what are some of them? True love, be mine, forever love, I'm yours, things like that. We used to put them on the exchange, and if you were real popular, you'd have a big, huge stack, you know. It wasn't really about your feelings towards anyone. You just wanted to be popular. You wanted to get lots of cards. So, true love, I don't know. Forever, I don't think so. I don't think even half my friends are even alive anymore. But now in India, it's very famous, right? Valentine's Day? Yeah, the Hallmark card company thought, we can make it big. Let's go to India. They got nice heart, soft hearts over there, and we'll give our cards out, right? Now it's a big thing. Getting rid of, you know, that nice chaste mood, getting rid of, the love for God, and now, it's another contamination that the West is presenting. But on Valentine's Day, one wants to have that reciprocation, that loving sensation, that feeling, giving that feeling. But unfortunately, it's mainly based around sex life, as is described in this purport. This feeling of reciprocation, you want a fruit out of it. You want some pleasure for yourself. You're not so concerned about the other person as much as you are concerned about yourself. But the scriptures say that this love makes the world go round. It keeps everything spinning. There was one soap opera that one person who used to come and iron for our family, she used to watch every single day she was there. As the World Turns. Anybody remember that? It was a soap opera. You remember? Okay. Yeah. And it was all about love and romance, but it was behind the scenes of what this Valentine's Day, this love and romance is all about. It was all about heartbreak. It was all about cheating on each other. It was all about hankering and lamenting, being unsatisfied. And so this is actually what comes out of this Valentine's Day. It's what is doing this constant need for sex life and things like that. It keeps us in the wheel, turning in the cycle of birth and death. And so it's a pitiful situation. It's samsara. And we don't, if one's intelligent, they'll want to smash on the emergency brake and say, stop, I want to get off. I don't want to continue on with this cycle of birth and death. I want to transfer my lust and my passion to Krishna. And that lust, Prabhupada says, turns into real love. Love that you can express with your mind and your words and your deeds. And then one will become satisfied eternally. It might seem a little difficult, but in The Wizard of Oz, remember Dorothy? She got a benediction from a good witch. Witch of the East or West or something like that. I don't know, one of those witches. And all she had to do was click her feet together, I think, her slippers or something, and then she could go or do what she wanted. I can't remember. It's been a long time. But anyway, it might seem very easy. She got to, boom, click her things, and she could go wherever she wanted. Maybe devotional services like that. It actually is. All we have to do is click our feet together, dance, sing, take prasadam, Prabhupada said, and we can all go back home, back to Godhead. So it is a simple process. We just have to take it very seriously. And this is something that we work on. It's a gradual process. But the clicking, the hitting the feet together comes from, the dancing comes from our heart because of the Maha Mantra. This Maha Mantra is so important because it can deliver us to our destination, to the end of that rainbow, and achieve real love of God. There's a description here, if I can find my little card, goodness, where is it? It's discussing, it's Lord Chaitanya talking about the goals of our perfection, that actually this chanting of this mantra will purify us. It'll take us to the fifth stage of perfection. And what we really want to do is we understand that Krishna is the supreme, that we're meant to serve him, and that this is the destination of all of our activities in Krishna consciousness in this lifetime. So it's very important that we know what our goal is, that it's not for our own sense of gratification, but it's for this unalloyed love for Krishna. And it takes some sacrifice. Although it might be easy, there is some sacrifice, and we do get tested now and then. Even the gopis, when Narada Muni came up and said, oh, my dear gopis, who had so much, you know, are the purest of the devotees, said, Krishna has a headache, needs the dust of the feet of his devotees to cure his headache. They said, for sure. He said, you put the dust of your feet on Krishna's head, you can go to hell. No problem, I'll go to hell here. As long as Krishna's headache is gone. So they were expressing that unalloyed love. They were being tested, but they had that real sacrifice, what it takes to achieve this love of Godhead. And even in Lord Chaitanya's pastime, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they had so many difficulties in spreading Krishna consciousness. Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur were going door to door. How many people have been door to door? Knocking on doors, asking people to chant Hare Krishna? Not easy. It's a real test on your faith and your love for Srila Prabhupada. And what they were going to every single door in Bengal, please chant Hare Krishna, please, please, I beg you. And then they run into these dacoits and so many different, you know, Jagai Mare, such abachis. So this is these are tribulations, but the devotee welcomes these tests and welcomes the sacrifice because they know that it will lead to that purification, which will make the heart very soft. So Valentine's Day is one day of the year. You show your affection to, you know, physically show your affection in different ways. My father would always, you know, put it on his calendar. Oh yeah, I got to bring candy home. That's right, I got to do it, you know, bring a box. But we have every single day, we have an opportunity to offer our affection. Every single day, we can come here, and that's what we should be doing, to offer our affection and thanks to Prabhupada. Worshiping for 2 hours or 3 hours in the morning, twice, we're at least 2-3 times a day, we're bowing down, we're saying the prayers to Srila Prabhupada, to the Guru, during Guru Puja. This is the art and science that we learn how to express ourselves and how to get that reciprocation going again, how to become purified so we can gradually work our way up to this unalloyed devotion. The nectar of instruction also gives many guidelines. What are some of the guidelines? Someone can help. One is to exchange prasadam, right? To take prasadam of other people and to give prasadam. Confidential, right? And give gifts and speak in confidential. So this is our practice, even just with devotees, learning this reciprocation of real love, of helping each other advance in Krishna consciousness. And this will keep the heart very soft. But we were hearing this morning, right after Mangal Arati, that I think it was Jamuna Chara that said, I want to spit on the thought of sex life. And you're thinking, whoa, hard-hearted guy there. And this isn't, you know, you're not supposed to be heavy like that. But this is a sign of an advancement that actually he's expressing his distaste for the material love, so-called love. And he's welcoming with affection the real love, for which is favorable for Krishna consciousness. So this is, we are encouraged again and again to reach that point of unalloyed. Unalloyed actually means it's not mixed. It's complete. Alloyed means that they mix some inferior substance with it, which usually contaminates it, so it's no longer pure. So this is alloyed we don't want. We want pure love for Krishna, not mixed with anything else, any other elements. So we have to be very cautious of other attachments, even in devotional service. Not that we give up affection. There's a difference between affection and attachment. Affection makes the heart soft. So affection for the children and the family, affections for our god sisters and god brothers, this is wanted. But attachments to other things, which are maybe a concession or a compensation for our real love for Krishna, this is not what we want. So it weakens our attachment to Krishna. So sometimes, especially like pets and different sports and different things like that, different activities that we become very attached to, watching the Super Bowl instead of coming to the Sunday feast, things like that, and then our attachment for Krishna goes away, wanes. So we have to be careful of where our heart goes. It's described that if you heat up metal, especially, and you put intense heat on something, it burns, and it actually will burn out contamination out of certain substances the higher you turn it up. In the same way, the more we intensify our Krishna consciousness, the more it burns out this contamination, these attachments that we have. So that's what's left is this unalloyed love for Krishna eventually. So in our Krishna consciousness, we have to become very sensitive to what is favorable and what is unfavorable. And of course that helps when we have the association of advanced devotees. And then Lord Chaitanya says that when executed properly, devotional service can reach the highest perfection, which is love of Godhead. So we have to follow Srila Prabhupada's recommended program of very strict, regulated sadhana, chanting, our early morning meditations, and eating just Krishna prasadam. And also taking part in these festivities. Festivals, Nectar Devotion says it is very important to come tomorrow to Lord Nityananda's Appearance Day. Very important to celebrate and take part in whatever way we can. Especially Lord Nityananda, We can also beg for his association in whatever way we can. Because he's the most merciful. And as he has, she just said, it's our entrance into the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, who is the perfection of unalloyed love, in the mood of Radharani, of unalloyed love. So if we want that mercy, then we have to go through Lord Nityananda. So tomorrow is a nice opportunity where you can show your affection, bring a gift for Lord Nityananda. Think of something you can bring to Lord Nityananda. If it's flowers or cook him something, make him a Valentine's Day card. Why not? Make a real pretty card and say some beautiful things to Lord Nityananda. Copy some things that some of the other acharyas have done. Or you can buy him some new bathing towels. His bathing towels are pitiful. They're all ragged. There's so many things that you could bring the deities. But on festival days, the meditation should be there. Yes, I want to give my heart out to this most wonderful personality. There's a nice song here, Sri Nityananda Nanda Astakam, and one of them has a beautiful description of the Lord. And our Lord Nityananda is exceptionally beautiful, really gorgeous. I constantly worship Nityananda Prabhu, the root of the tree of devotional service. He has taken this supreme form with a splendid and spotless effulgence, making him appear like the autumn moon. Intoxicated with love for Krishna, he is always smiling and his eyes constantly roll about as he walks as gracefully as an elephant. He holds a staff in his hand with which he disperses the influence of the age of Kali. So our Lord Nityananda is always very effulgent and he's most merciful. So we should try to develop more love for him. And he says he only wants one thing, to give his mercy. What is it? You can buy in the marketplace with what?
Faith.
Faith. Only with faith. We have to have faith in this Maha Mantra, because that's what he gives. I was in Los Angeles in the garden, and Prabhupada was there, and he heard all the doors slamming, and he said, where's everybody going? It was in the evening time. And he said, oh, they're all going out on Sankirtan. And Prabhupada said, yes, this is Lord Nityananda's movement, going door to door, asking everyone to chant the holy name. So this is also something you can do tomorrow, is to spread the holy name and to sing his glories in whatever way you can. And the most important thing is that to get rid of this horrible disease we have of a contaminated heart of unalloyed steel, is that we should somehow or other become passionate in a transcendental way. Srila Prabhupada was very transcendentally passionate. He wanted to go all over the world and give Krishna consciousness. All over the world. And he engaged us. And because we in the West have our PhD in passion, we were very excited to use it, and we did whatever he said to distribute Lord Nityananda's mercy everywhere. And it's still going on. In order to fulfill that mood, we have to join Lord Nityananda with our passion and figure out how we can deliver everyone. Actually, Nityananda means what? Eternally blissful. And so Prabhupada's reason why he wanted to distribute all the world is he says, I want everyone to be happy. That's all I want. I just want everyone to be happy. So we can dovetail our passion and satisfy our spiritual master by becoming very enthusiastic on spreading Lord Nityananda's mission. Srila Prabhupada gave us a nice formula. He said, chant Hare Krishna and do it very intensely. When we were distributing, books and helping with his mission, and all we would be trying our hardest to please him, and then we would reach some really wonderful goal that he wanted, and he said, now double it. And we'd go, oh, how are we going to double it? But we did, because we had to intensify more. So the real secret of success of purifying our hearts, heating up that bhakti, is by intensifying our sadhana and our chanting and our sincerity and our enthusiasm to be part of this Lord Nityananda's movement. So, above all, you know, besides wanting to spread all over the world, Prabhupada said, first, we should become Krishna conscious ourselves. And so, this is a chance we have tomorrow is to ask for the help of Lord Nityananda to give us that enthusiasm, give us that courage that he had of going all over and getting everyone to chant. And hopefully he will allow us to have that faith, that strong faith, so that we can understand the glories of this holy name and how it can even change and melt our steel-framed hearts. So does anyone have any questions or comments?
Thank you, Mataji, for a very nice class. So, my question is on the question. So, I get that point that, you know, there's no satisfaction in the material life. You will always end up, you know, unsatisfied, and unhappiness is always there, no matter what. But then you look for an alternative, and then you come to Krishna consciousness, and then you start thinking, okay, maybe Krishna is the one who I was looking for. But then, no, I don't get that reciprocation from Krishna. Maybe it's just a neophyte, but since you've been here for the last 40 years, I want to know if there's a guarantee, you know, at the end he's gonna reciprocate with me. You know, for me, he's standing there.
Put down your mask, I can't understand.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. So you can't understand how we can accept Krishna?
No, I understand what I want to know is if there's a guarantee, can you guarantee that he's gonna, can you hear me?
A little hard to understand.
You mean at the last moment of your life you want to have confidence?
Yeah, I want to have confidence where he will have a reciprocation with us. He will reciprocate with us.
He will come to rescue.
I mean, he will, not rescue, but...
Well, if he doesn't, Prabhupada will.
What?
If he doesn't, Prabhupada will.
No, I mean, I'm not worried about getting out of the material life and death cycle. I want to know... If I show love to him, he's going to reciprocate to me. He's going to show love back to me. That's what I want to know. The real love on the Valentine's Day, you know, that's a good point. You know, good point of discussion. If he's going to show us the love, I mean, he's just standing there with a...
If you go, I'll tell you what to do. Go on Sankirtan. And you will experience the reciprocation.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. When you give the books, when you see them become devotees, when you see them coming here, when you see them enjoying a cookie prasadam, you will receive that reciprocation from Nityananda. You're going door to door, you're giving out a book, you're inside, you're saying, oh, somehow or other, please, let me just find one soul who will take this book, or one soul I can talk to today. And when he does, and he always does, you feel that reciprocation. And you experience it, and it will make you want to do it more and more. So the reciprocation is there. You just have to beg for his mercy and get his mercy by doing what he says, and that is to distribute Krishna consciousness. The mercy is there. It's like he says, it's the marketplace of the holy name. So the more we give it out, the more we get back.
I understand that satisfaction part. But what I'm trying to ask is the reciprocation in the sense of love. You know, I want to have that relationship with Krishna as we can't have it in the material world.
So intensify whatever you're doing, intensify it.
But
whatever you're doing, intensify it double. When I'm chanting my rounds, and I'm chanting my rounds, and I thought, because I've been thinking about intensification, I thought, I should just like double my intensity, and wow, your japa just gets so ecstatic. So when you're doing things and you don't feel the reciprocation or you want the reciprocation, then you have to pour out more. Pour out more. Go deep. Go deeper. And then Lord Nityananda is there. He wants to give. He just wants you to do harder. That's all. He wants you to love him more. He promises he'll love you back. We just have to do it more. We don't know the limits of what real unalloyed love is. We have no idea. We haven't any experience. I don't. But when you do just a little bit, when you start giving a little bit, then he gives a little. If you give more, he gives more. So it's we can't point the finger, okay, Lord Nityananda, come on. We've got to point the finger here. What I need to do more. He's just waiting. For lifetimes, he's been waiting. So we're out of practice. So that's why we come here and we try to practice. I wanted to read one little thing also in this prayer. And this was actually a conversation of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. I constantly worship Nityananda Prabhu, the root of the tree of devotional service. He appeals to Lord Gauranga in the following words. My brother, what will be the fate of all these souls who have been contaminated by this age of Kali? So please, devise some spiritual practice by which they can easily attain you. So I thought that was really nice that Nityananda was begging, we got to do something. All these people are so fallen. So therefore, the Maha Mantra. Intensify our chanting. That's the real means. This is what they devised. More kirtan, more bhajan, more chanting. And that will increase, intensify, and heat up our hearts so that love, which is very dark, is very dark in there. How many millions of births have we had? It's dark in there. So we have to, you know, we have to work harder in this age of Kali by taking to the process, which is chanting more intensely. Any other questions?
Intense part, then love is guaranteed?
It's guaranteed.
Yes.
Have faith, brothers, old faith. Faith. Yep, if you really want it.
That's the deal. If you're like you, I don't like you, no, I mean, you gotta like turn it off, you know? Otherwise, it's sort of like us waiting for you ready to turn it off.
It's just that we've been cheated so many times with our love and affection. It's hard. But now we have, if we hear enough about the Lord, we realize that we're not gonna get cheated this time. He guarantees it. Who else are we gonna repose our love on? Who else? The cats at the barn? Oh, they're so cute. Yeah. No, we have, this is the only real source is the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna and Radharani and Krishna Balaram. And the more we come, the more we see them, the more we do service for them, the more we give them gifts, the more we give to them, the more they will give back to us. That's what bhakti is. It's giving and giving and giving and giving. Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Nityananda Mahapajan ki jai. Okay, comment from Ruchira.
I just wanted to say also that the more we become purified, the more we see the reciprocation as well. Like sometimes we don't realize that we're having reciprocation. But the more we become purified by chanting, and then the reciprocation is obvious. You know, it becomes really obvious how we're being reciprocated.
Yeah, sometimes we're so busy chanting and everything, we don't listen. I mean, we don't listen. Maybe Krishna's talking to us. Maybe Krishna's, you know, we just have to intensify even the hearing. He might be saying all kinds of things to us. Prabhupada said when you're on the altar that the deities might even talk to you. So we have to be so attentive in the chanting and the hearing. And then that reciprocation will happen.
So when deity is talking to us, how can we say if it's not our mind is just talking to me, if it's really deity is talking? Because I hear him talking to me all the time, but sometimes I see it's just my mind is making it up. He doesn't need another piece of bread. You know, I'm just asking my wife.
Just keep chanting. Just keep chanting. Gagarai has your answer.
If Krishna's talking to you, you'll know it.
Jai Shri Baba Ki Jai.